Thank you, thank you. Good evening. Here we are in the heart of England. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, this is London.
Wilfred, for you, it's been stepping into television and being part of that. Was that always something, even growing up, you wanted to do?
It was. I grew up actually thinking of three dreams: footballer, James Bond, or on telly like Dad. And they all seemed as unachievable as each other. So I actually went into finance after Oxford for 5 years. The last 2 years of that five, I started exploring television. I thought, I've got to cross this off the list, or else I've always been wondering what if. And thankfully, I didn't have to wonder what if. And it's gone. It took a long time. It took a lot of work behind the scenes. But over the last year, I joined CNBC just over a year ago, and I've been anchoring a live daily show for 2 hours every morning for the last year, and it's a great lot of fun. I really love it.
He's the greatest anchor the world has ever seen, I'd like to say.
You just sounded like your dad, Ben. George, interestingly, you and I share something in common, which is the Jamaica aspect of your life. And I know
that's fantastic. Yeah,
my father-in-law was born in Jamaica, and a lot of his family is still very much part of the islands there. When I first met him, he started telling me the story of when he first saw a duppy. And I thought,
no way!
Yeah, and I thought, a duppy?
That's amazing.
What's he talking about? And then realised that a duppy is the island way of talking about ghosts or spirits. And this has actually formulated part of a business thing for you. You as an entrepreneur, adopted this as part of your love of rum. Is that right?
Indeed, yeah. I mean, we were fortunate enough to go to the Caribbean a bit when we were growing up. And, you know, I've always loved the Caribbean and ever since I crossed that legal age of drinking of 18, I've always loved rum. the Duppy Share is the name. And it's basically, there's a concept in whiskey, which as the whiskey's aging in the barrel, some of it evaporates and it's said to go off to the angels. But in the Caribbean, they don't believe that's the case. They think the crazed spirits called duppies come along, steal the best of the rum, and then go off and have a massive party. So as soon as I heard that, I was kind of hypnotized and by it. And we launched the Duppy Share about a year ago. And my myself and my business partner, Jess, who may be listening somehow, are very proud with what we've done so far. Yeah,
we're all so proud of him. It's an absolute epic success, the rum, and it's delicious.
Again, that entrepreneurial spirit, though, I mean, that's very much part of your family DNA, isn't it?
It's a pun, spirit. Yes, absolutely. I mean, it happened, you know, ever since we were born, I suppose, is we wouldn't have been, both Wilf and I wouldn't have been able to do what we did and have done without just unerring support from Dad and endless pearls of wisdom. And needless to say, but I'll say it nonetheless, from Mum as well, who quite literally, Dad wouldn't have achieved all that he did without Mum, and certainly made Dad's life and all of our lives whole, and is quite, you know, one of the world's greatest ladies.
And very much Lady Carina being spoken about often in those parts of the story of your dad and how it all came together, and thinking about Frost Nixon, we all see it as a huge part of our psyche over here, and also what's happened in America over the years. But I wonder what did it feel like for you guys growing up knowing that was such a huge event after Watergate?
I would like to hear you say, I think the American people would like to hear you say,
I let down my friends, I let down the country.
Well, it was, of course, one of the standout interviews that we knew that Dad had done, but it didn't have the even greater significance in our minds until the play and the film came out. And, you know, actually, before Frost Nixon, the play came out, Dad was hugely, hugely apprehensive. He tried to put a stop to it, but he'd already signed over editorial control, so he couldn't. And he was very, very nervous about how he would be portrayed, as I imagine you would be. It's not often people have a play or a film come out about them whilst they're still alive. Though once it came out, that all went away. We all loved it. And from our perspective as a family, you know, that process ran on for 3 or 4 years, from West End to Broadway to film to BAFTAs and Oscar ceremonies afterwards. And, you know, my brothers and I just could not believe how cool Dad was. And, you know, it was a very proud moment for us as a family. And I think Dad could see that we just could not believe how awesome he was. And I imagine that was a very nice moment for him.
all families go through difficult times and tragedy. Losing your dad is really hard. I know that myself. And it can be really difficult to bear at some times. And my condolences for your loss of your older brother, Miles, not so long ago.
Thank you.
I just wonder how you're both being able to just go, right, you know, life, like all of us, life goes on. But you've got to kind of move on, haven't you? But it's so hard to do.
Indeed. I mean, the horrible irony of it is the main force in enabling us all to move on after Dad's death was Miles himself. And, you know, to lose him is, you know, as you mentioned, almost impossible to bear. But, you know, we will kind of move on, and we live and learn by his example every single day. And another mention for Mum, who, you know, without her, there would be no chance of us being able to move on. And she's just been incredible since Dad's death, and even more so after Miles's. So, you know, I suppose there's no words to describe the loss of Miles and the loss of Dad.
And I'd have to say that, you know, Miles was the most incredible older brother. And I'd say he has carried and led and guided myself and George through the first circa 30 years of our lives, as indeed Dad did. And, you know, for that, we'll be forever grateful to both of them. And from here on out, we just have to try and live our lives to make them both proud.
Wilfred and George Frost, thanks very much indeed for being with us on BBC Radio Kent.
Thank
our pleasure.
So
thanks, Dominic.
That was the week that was. It's over. Let it go. That was the week that was. It started way above par, finished way below.